Toward God's house.
那么第一段说到说我们对神他的他的居所的渴慕。
And it expressed the desire of the psalmist to come to the dwelling place of God.
说到说这一位诗人他对神居所的那个渴慕，他要想要去到神的居所。
In that portion, we will note later. We'll read, "Blessed are those who dwell in thy house."
等一下，我们会一起来读到这篇的诗篇，会说到说，住在神殿中的是受祝福的。
And the second portion essentially talks about our journey, our pilgrimage towards God.
第二部分说到的是一条朝圣之路，是我们去到神面前的。
And this shows that the action of God's people in pursuing God.
这里面说到说神的子民他们在行动当中来追求神。
That's why it says, "Blessed is the man whose heart is set on pilgrimage."
你说到说，心中向往西安大道的，对不起，这人是有福的。
And then on the third paragraph,
那在第三段的时候
，and it talks about the consequence of seeking God.
说到了寻求神的一个结果。
It says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in you."
说到心里他信靠神的人他是有福的。
And so what does it have to do with us today?
那到底对我们今天来讲有什么样的关系呢？与我们
I think when we read about the sons of Korah, we identify with him.
当我们在读可拉后裔诗篇的时候，我们就发现
we identify with them.
我们就与我们也认同他。
And because in the book of Ephesians, it talks about us being the sons of rebellion.
那么在以弗所书里面告诉我们说，我们其实是悖逆之子。
But by the grace of God, even though when we were dead in sin and transgression, He saved us through His Son, Jesus Christ.
虽然我们是曾经死在罪恶与过犯当中的，但是因为神的恩典，他把我们，他使我们活过来。
And so that we receive a new identity.
所以我们接受了一个新的身份。
And we are also given the opportunity, the privilege to serve God just like the sons of Korah.
并且神也给我们一个特权，一份的尊荣，使我们能够来服侍他。
Then they talk about the tabernacle or the dwelling place of God.
然后说到说神的圣殿和他的居所。
We know that the temple is no longer there.
我们知道一个物质上的圣殿已经不在了。
It was destroyed in AD 70.
是在1870年代就已经。
70年代。
主后70年代就已经被毁掉了。
So now the holy city is divided and is no longer part of the place where the Jewish people can freely worship.
那么在耶路撒冷就已经被分成两部分，已经不是犹太人他们能够自由去敬拜神的地方。
So in the New Testament time, when we mention the temple, we actually talk about the church.
在新约里面，当我们提到圣殿的时候，其实就在说到我们的教会。
The temple in the Old Testament was the place where God said, "I will come and meet with you."
那么在旧约里面，圣殿是神说，我在这里与你们相会。
And in the New Testament time, the Lord comes in the church to meet with us.
在新约的里面，神是在教会里面与我们相见。
But of course, we have to be a little careful because when we talk about the church, there's the physical part, that's the building of the church.
当然，我们在说到教会的时候，我们必须要非常的小心，因为教会有它物质的方面，就好像说是一个建筑物。
Some people will say, when we come to the house of God.
有人会说啊，这里就是神的家了。
Which is true.
是某一方面来讲是的。
But on the other hand, really the church are us, the members.
但是实际上来讲，真正的教会的定义其实就是我们这些人。
And in 1 Corinthians, Paul tells us,
在哥林多前书保罗说到
Individually in verse 16 he says
在16节说到
Do you not know that you are the temple of God?
岂不知你们是神的殿吗
And that the Spirit of God dwells in you?
神的灵住在你们里头
So we are God's temple. God's Spirit dwells in us.
其实我们就是神的圣殿神的灵住在我们里头
then corporatively as us together
然后我们团体的在一起的时候
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15 also tells us
提摩太前书三章十五节告诉我们说
so that you may know that you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God which is the church of the living God
你也可以知道在神的家里当怎样行这家就是永生神的教会
So really for us, there are two churches.
其实在我们来看好像有两个教会两个神的家。
Just like Bill Hybel, who is the leader of one of the largest church in North America.
在北美有一个最大的教会的领袖他叫
Bill Hybel.
Bill Hybel, 对不起我不知道是这位。
When people ask him, where is your church?
那有一次有人问这位弟兄说你的教会在哪儿
Well, he has a church that has a weekly attendance of 25,000 brothers and sisters.
Well, 他的教会大概每个礼拜可能有25,000人聚会。
And he said, well, I have two churches.
他说其实我有两个教会。
Or I belong to two churches.
至少我属于两个教会。
One is the one on earth.
一个是在地上的。
The other one is one in heaven that I will be in the future.
另外一个是在天上的，是有一天我要在那里聚会的。
And that is what Zion means, and that is what New Jerusalem means.
那个就是现在在新约里面西安或者是新耶路撒冷的意思。
So let's look at what Psalm 84 tells us.
我们现在来看诗篇84篇。
Either literally or symbolically.
无论是字面上还是它的。预表
and show that it's relevant to us today.
都是发，我们都发现与我们今天有着莫大的关系。
Let us first read from the first portion.
我们来读第一段。
Can you help me?
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Let's read the first portion, and we'll read it in turn.Chinese and English. Okay, I'll read the English first.
我们中英轮流来念。那弟兄先念英文。
To the chief musician on an instrument of Gath, a psalm of the sons of Korah. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God.
我们来读诗篇84篇第一节可拉后裔的诗交与灵长用加特乐器耶万军之耶和华你的居所何等可爱我羡慕可想耶和华的愿语我的心肠我的肉体向永生神呼吁
Okay, the first part continues. Let's go to the next one.
第一部分继续
Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you, Selah.
万军之耶和华，我的王啊，我的神啊，在你祭坛那里麻雀为自己找着房屋燕子为自己找着抱雏之窝如此住在你殿中的变为有福他们仍要赞美你希腊
Now this first portion expressed the yearning of the stomachs to the house of God
那第一部分我们看到可拉后裔他们对神殿的一个渴慕
And the first thing they yearn for God's house with such an intensity, with such a deep feeling.
他们对神的渴慕是这么的强烈，感觉是那么的深。
In verse 2, it talks about their soul, their heart, and their flesh. Actually, when they think of God's house, they cry out to God with joyful shout.
当他们思想神殿的时候，他们的心肠、他们的肉体，并且他们向神殿的那个呼吁是用全人的一个呼吁。
Now this is not accidental or isolated.
这不是一个个别事件。
And because we know that the sons of Korah has also written Psalm 42.
我们知道可拉后裔他们并且写了其他的诗篇，比如诗篇42篇。
And that's a psalm that we are quite familiar with.
我们也非常的熟悉。
As the deer pants for the streams of water, so my soul pants for my God.
我如鹿切慕溪水，我的灵渴慕你。
My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go to meet with God?
我的心渴想神，就是永生神。我何时当朝见你？
That's right. It talks about such a deep desire to meet with God.
这样我们看到说，从他心底里面有一个非常深的渴慕，想要遇见神。
And then in verse 3, we read about the sparrows and about the swallows.
在我们第三节的时候，我们看到有麻雀，还有燕子。
It talks about them finding the worth and finding the peace and the rest in the Lord.
发现他们是找着房屋，并且呢还能找到报雏之窝，在神那里。
Well, in the Old Testament, it talks about finding the place and by the altar.
那在旧约里面说到说他在祭坛那里找到了。
We know that in the Scripture, sparrows are really very insignificant and worthless bird.
其实我们知道在圣经里面形容麻雀其实是非常便宜，非常非常不值钱的一种的鸟。
And they are also very vulnerable to be killed.
他们也非常的脆弱。
I remember many years in Taiwan.
我记得很多年前在台湾。
In the countryside, you can buy roasted birds.
在那个乡下你可以买到那种烤的小鸟。
And that's actually a sparrow.
那些其实就是小麻雀。
They're caught and put on the bamboo stick and roasted and sold on the road.
他们就把那个放在竹签子上面烤，然后呢可以卖出来给你们吃。
It's very cheap.
非常便宜。
But they find their worth in the house of God.
但是他们在神那里找到了他们的房屋。
Well, in Matthew 10, the Lord says to us, do you not know that two sparrows are sold for one penny?
在马太福音主耶稣提到说，你知道两个麻雀不是卖一分银子吗？
And then in Luke chapter 12, the Lord says again, do you not know that for two pennies, you can get five sparrows?
那么在路加福音主耶稣又提到说，五个麻雀不是卖两分银子吗？
So they're really very worthless and very cheap.
其实你们可以看到麻雀的价值真的很低。
And then swallows.
还有就是燕子。
Swallows is a very swift bird. It's restless. It runs, flies all over the place.
那燕子呢，它就是到处飞来飞去的一种鸟。
They don't seem to be able to find a resting place.
他们好像找不到一个安息之所的感觉。
But only when they come into the court of the Lord, they found a place to lay their young.
当他们来到神殿里面的时候，他们却能够找到一个地方，能够来补养他们的小孩。
So where is that place?
那个地方到底是哪儿？
Well, the psalm says by the altar.
那么在诗篇里说是在祭坛旁边。
Of course, it's physically impossible for them to build a nest or fly around the altar, as we know.
那我们也知道说，在实际上来讲，没有办法使他们能够在祭坛的周围能够建造他们的巢穴。
But the altar here really means the entrance of the court. It's the first thing that you meet, the sacred item in the outer court.
但是我们知道说，如果要进到神殿的时候，在神殿的门口，其实第一件你遇到的东西就是祭坛。
And there they found the worth and the peace and the rest.
在那里找到了是安息，找到是平安。
Today we are the same. In the church we find the rest, we find peace, we find our worth.
那今天我们在教会里也是一样，在教会里面我们在神面前找到的就是安息，找到的是平安，是我们的价值。
Here I would say we are actually like sparrows without worth.
今天我们可以说就是我们自己讲，我们就像麻雀一样，可能真的没有什么价值。
Well, we educate our children to be strong, to seek the best.
我们会教育我们的孩子说，你要成为强中之强。
And we think we are the eagles flying high and powerful and all that.
我们都喜欢成为那一个能够在高天上飞翔的鹰。
But at the end, in our substance, we are really sparrows.
但是就着我们的本相来说，我们其实真是都是麻雀。
You look at the great heroes in history.
当我们来看历史上那些有名的英雄的时候，
Alexander the Great.
像亚历山大大帝。
Why was he called the Great?
为什么他说成为他大大被称为大帝呢？
Because since youth, at age 20, he began to conquer the country around him.
因为他在自己二十岁的时候就已经可以说他已经打遍了周围的国家无敌手。
In 10 years.
十年当中
he built the largest empire of that time.
那么在十年当中他已经建立了一个非常大的帝国。
When he thought he was going to conquer the world at age 32, all of a sudden he died of malaria.
但是当他32岁的时候，他想要说哦，他要去征服全世界的时候，他居然在霍乱当中死掉了。
I'm not trying to say this to pity on us.
我并不是说用这一个例子好像来贬低我们自己。
Actually, in God's sight, we are like the pupil of His eye. God, we are very precious.
但是在神的眼中，我们每一个就好像他眼中的瞳仁一样，那样的宝贵。
When the Lord talked about one penny for two sparrows,
当主耶稣说到两个麻雀不是卖一分银子吗？
He also said that not even one will fall to the ground with God without God's knowing.
但他也说到，若是你们的父不许，一个也不会掉在地上。
And when he talked about two pennies for five swallows,
当他说到五个麻雀不是卖两分银子的时候。
Sparrows, he said, God, actually, you are more worth than the sparrows.
他说你们
swallows, excuse me, sparrows.
Sparrows, 他们说你们比许多的麻雀更贵重。
And we are also swallows.
我们就是麻雀。
Because we are throughout our life, we struggle, we try to achieve, we are restless, just like the swallows.
啊，对不起，刚才我说的是，我们其实也是燕子，因为我们其实也是营营役役的到处飞来飞去，很多时候没有安息。
But only when we come into the church, we find real peace and rest.
但是当我们来到神家里面的时候，我们找到真正的安息与平安。
In Matthew 11, the Lord tells us.
在马太福音第十一章，主耶稣告诉我们说。
Come unto me, all who you who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。And the Lord also said,
the peace I give you is not the peace of this world.
但主耶稣也说到说，我所赐给你们的平安是世界上没有，也是世界夺不去的。
There is no peace in this world. No one can give you the true, the eternal peace.
没有人能够像主耶稣一样的赐给我们这样一个真实并且是永恒的平安。
Only one can give you, that is the Lord.
只有主才能够给我们。
And why?
为什么？
Well, because all the work on the cross, that's the work of the altar that the Lord has done for us.
是因为主耶稣在十字架上，他就是把自己献在祭坛上死了。
And that's where the altar comes in.
这就是为什么祭坛在这里。
And there our God has sacrificed his son for our sake on the cross.
是因为主耶稣，是因为父神在祭坛上让主耶稣就在十架上为我们做了牺牲。
Our Lord asked that lamb was sacrificed on the altar for our sake.
我们的主耶稣就是祭坛上那一只被献祭的羔羊。
Because we were bought with a great price, that's why we are not worthless anymore.
因为我们是重价买回来的，所以我们不再是没有价值的。
And because the Lord has offered the sin offering, the peace offering, so we have peace with God.
因为我们的主耶稣已经献了挽回祭，已经献了这个赎罪祭，所以我们得以平安。
And that's why Romans 8 verse 1 tells us.
所以罗马书第八章第一节说到。
There's now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
这样在基督里的就不再定罪了。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Well, now the question is, for us, do we really yearn that much to come to the house of God, to meet with Him?
但现在有一个问题是， 我们既然得了这么大的福气，我们是否真的渴望来到神的家中呢？
I know all of us like to come to church on Sundays.
我知道大家都愿意在礼拜天的时候来到教会。
And in the breaking of bread, we really share our feelings, our praises to our God.
当我们在领受饼杯的时候，我们真的愿意把赞美来归给我们的神。
But we need to go further.
但是我们要再更进一步。
We need to yearn our God, just like the psalmist. You know, their soul, their heart, their whole flesh, the whole body, whole being, they yearn for God.
我们需要全心全人的来真正的来渴慕亲近神。
And this is also the sentiment of many brothers and sisters these days.
这也是这也是许多弟兄姐妹今天的共识。
Now let's look at the second portion.
我们来看第二部分。
Let's read, this part is about the action of going on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem.
这一部分是说到说一个在朝圣之旅的行动。
Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca,They make it a spring. The spring also covers it. The rain also covers it with pools.
靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的，这人变为有福。他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福盖满了全谷。
Well, a few words is in order here.
在这里有几个点想跟大家提醒。
The first part in English, it talks about whose heart is set on pilgrimage.
那第一部分在英文里面说到说是以说心中其实是向往一个朝圣之路，这个锡安大道英语里面说朝圣之路哈。
Thank you. There's another translation that says, whose heart is the highway to Zion, which corresponds to our Chinese translation.
那还有另外一个翻译说到说是就是说心中向往锡安的大道啊。
And then in verse 6, it talks about the rain also covers it with the pools.
那另外在第六节说到说将这谷变为泉源之地。
Also, it talks about the autumn rain, which covers it, covers the valley with blessings.
说到并有秋雨之福盖满了全谷。
So our Chinese translation corresponds to the spiritual meaning, where the English translation that we just read actually corresponds to the original, literally.
在英文的翻译里面呢，它其实是翻译是从最开始它是从字面上翻译的。那么中文的这一个翻译“秋雨之福”，其实是从它的意思翻译的。
Now let's look at the second part of the second portion.
我们来看第二部分。
They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah.
他们行走力上加力，个人到锡安朝见神，万军耶和华万军之神啊，求你听我的祷告，雅各的神啊，求你留心听，希拉。
Here we can also add a word of explanation.
在这里我们可以看到一个对不起，
另外一个解释。Verse 7 says they go from strength to strength.
第七节那里说到说他们行走力上加力。
Another translation in the older version is that they go from company to company.
在另外一个比较古老的翻译里面是说到说他们是一队一队成阵型的走。
That's right. Okay. Now let's look at the meaning of this particular paragraph.
我们来看一下这一段的它的特别的意思是什么。
This part essentially talks about the action of God's people toward worshiping God in the temple.
这里面说到，特别说到是神的子民，他们在去到神殿的这去敬拜神的这一条路上面所经过的事。
It's the action after the desire.
是他们的一个行动，是他们心里面有一个意念，但是这个意念从行动上表现出来的。
First thing we notice that is the pilgrimage is they go together with gifts.
那首先第一件事，我们发现他们是带着礼物啊，来朝见神，是一个朝圣者。
In Deuteronomy chapter 16, verses 16, 17,
在生命记里面说到。
And here I read to you.
我可以为你们读。
Three times a year, all your men must appear before the Lord your God at the place He will choose.
你们一切的男丁要在除酵节、七夕节、祝棚节，一年三次，在耶和华你神所选择的地方朝见他，却不可空手朝见。
He actually read the second part. Let me just read the English part for you, okay?At the festival of unleavened bread, the festival of weeks, the festival of tabernacles, no one should appear before the Lord empty-handed. Now in verse 17 it says, Each of you must bring a gift in proportion to the way the Lord your God has blessed you.
你们大家每一个人都要带你们自己的礼物，然后献到神的面前。
Here we see God's commandment for them to journey to Jerusalem to worship God.
这是神给他们的一个命令，就是说让他们去耶路撒冷圣殿去朝见神。
It's not just a gala. You know, everybody go there eating and drinking and have a good time.
并不是只是到那边去吃喝快乐而已。
Like a Mardi Gras.
不是像嘉年华会。
And if it's not, it's...Where they go there, they praise God, worship God, and they also serve God and offer sacrifices.
他们到了圣殿的时候，他们是敬拜神、赞美神，并且他们也献祭。
One thing we also notice that is they did not just go by themselves; it's go together from all over the place, throughout that area.
其实我们要发现，我们要注意一点的就是，他们并不是自己去。而是他们和许多的人从各族各方一起去。
And so this pilgrimage is communal.
那么这一个朝圣之旅其实是一个团体的行为。
And they gather, originally scattered from various places, they come together to one location to worship God.
最开始的时候他们就是从各地，然后从自己的家乡，但是他们最后聚集到一处来朝见神。
First, they have the common desire.
最开始的时候，他们首先有同一个盼望
，and they have the common goal.
他们有同一个目标
，they also have the common destination.
他们也有同一个目的
，and they when they go there, actually they have to sacrifice.
他们去的时候，其实是要付很大的代价。
They have to put down their work and bring the gifts that selected for God.
而且他们还要带上那个礼物
，and travel a long distance.To go to Jerusalem.
而且要经过长途跋涉才能到耶路撒冷。
According to history, some of them come to the Euphrates from the north.
在历史上来讲，他们有些人是从幼发拉底河。
幼发拉底。
从幼发拉底河最北边很远的地方来到。
And Egypt from the south.
还有人从南边的埃及。
They travel thousands, sometimes over 1,000 miles to.Jerusalem,
他们是千里奔行，一直到耶路撒冷。
And it's not easy at that time, as we know.
那个时候的交通并不容易。
And that's why it says they through the valley of Baca.
所以说到他们是经过流泪谷。
And the meaning of Baca is weeping.
那这个流泪谷其实说到是流泪。
It talks about really the dry land, the dry area they have to go through, because we know the geography of the Palestine.And they really have to go through the dry land.
说到是一片荒芜不毛之地，没有水源，因为我们从地理上看到，在巴勒斯坦那一块地方是非常干旱的。
And so all the way they have to help each other.
那么在路途当中，他们必须彼此的相顾。
And it says they go from strength to strength.
但是说到说他们却是力上加力。
And also each one reaching their goal.
那每一个。都最后到达他们的目的地，就是耶路撒冷。
And what we see is really a communal effort because when they began, they were all scattered. Gradually, they come together into bands of people, and then they enter into Jerusalem together.
我们会发现这是一个非常有趣的一个团体的一个行为。最开始的时候，大家都是分散从自己各自的家乡，然后大家就汇聚成为一股的人流，然后呢，他们会一起来到遥远的耶路撒冷。
Along the way, there's a oneness within them because they have the same goal and the same destination.
那么在他们当中有一个合一，因为他们有同一个目标，有同一个目的地。
They help each other and God help them.
他们互相的彼此扶持，神也扶持他们。
And here it also mentioned another matter.
这里还有另外一件事。
Not only that they travel through the dry land, along the way they actually dig streams and wells.
那么他们不单只是说要经过这些不毛之地，那在这个路上有时候他们还要挖井，还要做蓄水池。
Why do they do that?
为什么他们要做这些？
Because they're expecting the autumn rain to come to fill the wells with water with God's blessing for those who come later.
因为他们希望说，当他们今天掘了这个井，或者是做了这一个蓄水池，当秋雨来到的时候，这些池水里面就满了水，为后来的人可以用。
And what's important is that as they go along, no one is left behind.
最重要的是，当大家一起前行的时候，没有落下一个。
Now, when we think about this whole group of people migrating together to go to Jerusalem,
当我们再想象一下，这样大的一群人从遥远的地方迁徙，大迁徙到耶路撒冷。
And we might think of the Spring Festival, transport in China.
当我们再想一想，我们在中国的春运的时候。
And every year there are millions of people. Actually, in 2018, this year, just about 40 days period, there were 3 billion people traveling in the country.
那么就是在今年2018年有3亿人口是在 30亿人次在那个春运的里面被运走。
But what's different?
那到底这两者有什么不一样？
All these people run from place to places. They are not coming together.
那么这些在中国的春运里面，大家并不是说大家来到聚集在一起。
They have their own destination. They fight for their own tickets, their own food, lodging, and everything else.
每一个人都有自己各自不同的目的地，都有自己各自不同的想法，所以大家就是互相的竞争，互相的。
But in this pilgrimage, there's nothing like that.
但是在这一条朝圣之旅，犹太人并不是这样。
There's a oneness, they help each other, and no one is left behind.
因为有同一个目标，大家是互相彼此扶持，没有一个掉队的。
So let's look at what's applying today. How does it apply to us?
那我们来看看到底与我们今天的生活有什么样的关系。
We mentioned that the pilgrimage to Jerusalem is like us coming to the church, to the house of God.
我们刚才说到说那一个朝圣之旅或者是心中向往的西安大道其实就像我们今天来到教会里面。
Well, today we come to the church, we don't have to travel so far.
今天我们来到教会我们不需要像当年的耶路撒冷的他们的朝圣之旅那么的长那么长的距离。
We come by cars, by public transportation, sometimes on foot, but not for long distance or that difficult.
我们可以开车，我们甚至可以坐公共的交通工具，甚至走路都没有那么远。
But one thing is the same, is that we serve in unity in the church.
但是有一件事是一样的，那就是我们在合一的里面同心侍奉神。
And also we bring our gifts.
并且我们也带自己的礼物来。
We bring all kinds of gifts to come to God.
我们带各种各样的属灵的礼物来到神的面前。
Our time, our energy, and our physical offerings.
我们的时间、我们的精力，甚至我们金钱的奉献。
And we also have a common goal.
我们来到这里也有同一个目标。
We come to worship God, to be near God, and to be built up by God.
我们来这里敬拜神。我们来亲近神，也被神所建立。
Well, all this is done through love.
这些都是在爱里面做成的。
And another thing coming to the church is that we have to go through the valley of weeping.
那么另外一件事就是说，当我们来到教会的时候，有的时候我们需要经过流泪谷。
When it comes to serve, when it comes to be built up, there is the valley of weeping.
当我们在这里大家一起服侍主的时候，一起建造的时候，其实就会有流泪谷的经历。
Because there is the lesson of the cross that comes in.
因为就会有十字架的对付。
We are all different for sure.
我们都不一样。
Well, Timothy and I are quite different.
我跟李弟兄很不一样。
Actually, he's handsome.
李弟兄更
handsome and good voice. Talk by yourself.
我就不翻译了。
lots of good hair. Not like me. But actually, I have to tell you, I really had a full head of hair before.
其实虽然好像现在我的头发不如肖弟兄多，但是曾经我也有很多头发。
Actually, what I'm saying is that we are all different.
其实我想说的是，我们每一个都不一样。
Outwardly, we look different.
我们都看起来都不一样。
And also in our old nature, old man, we are different.
我们的旧人也都不一样。
But we are the same in the new one, new man.
但是我们在新人里面，我们都一样。
And we have one Christ life.
我们有同一个基督的生命。
And that's why we have to learn to look at the Christ in our brothers and sisters.
所以我们需要学习把我们的眼睛注视在基督身上。
And that's how we can forgive, we can also accept, and we can cover, we can edify each other.
所以这是为什么我们可以彼此接纳，彼此赦免。
And sometimes we really find it difficult.
有的时候我们真觉得有点困难。
I remember many years ago when I was working.
我记得在很多年前，当我还在工作的时候。
I have a colleague which is a subordinate of mine.
我有一个同事，他是我的下属。
And he's also a brother.
他也是一位弟兄。
And once he made a mistake.
有一次他出了一个错误。
And the organization was going to reprimand him.
那整个这个我们的机构呢，就打算是要辞退他吗？
不 reprimand
警告他
and so I had to be the one that ordered this particular reprimand.
那我呢就是那一个要去做这件事的人。
Even though I tried my best and also under the rule of justice, I did my best to help him.
虽然在神的公义里面，我做了我最大的努力去帮助这位弟兄。
He did not understand that. He didn't want to talk to me afterwards.
但是他并不理解。从那以后，他再不想跟我讲话。
I thought he probably held a grudge against me.
也许可能在他心里面真的对我是有疙瘩的。
So one day when I thought about this, I said, "Okay, be it."
有一天呢，当我想到这个时候，我就觉得说啊，算了吧。
Well, if you're not going to talk to me, I'm not going to talk to you.
如果你不想跟我说话的话，那我也不想跟你说话。
But then a voice came to me.
但是这个时候有一个声音在我心里面响起。
The Lord asked me.
神问我说。
Did you expect appreciation when you did this to help him?
你是期望说当你做这件事情的时候你的弟兄会感激你吗？
Or do you, I said no.
我说不是啊。
And do you know that he doesn't appreciate?
你知道他其实从心里面并不感激这件事吗？
I said, well, I'm not sure.
我说我不太知道。
Then the Lord was silent.
然后神就沉默了。
I said, Lord, yes, I would accept that.
然后过了一段时间，我说神啊，我愿意接受这件事。
No, at the time I said, Lord, I will accept that, and I accept the teaching of the Lord.
然后在那个时候，我就说，我对主说，我愿意接受你的教导。
I went ahead and kept trying to talk with him.
然后我就主动的尝试去跟他讲话。
And this is something that we learn. I think many of you learned the lesson in working together and being built up together.
这也是很多弟兄姐妹，我们当我们在一起服侍的时候，我们会学习这样的功课。
Now in this communal pilgrimage,
那在这一个团体的朝圣之路里面
，we support and edify each other.In words and in deeds.
我们彼此的鼓励，彼此的扶持。
Just like in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16 tells us.
就像以弗所书第四章第十六节告诉我们说
By him the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament when each part is working properly grows and builds itself up in love
全身都靠他联络得合适百节各按各职照着个体的功用彼此相助便叫身体渐渐增长在爱中建立自己
And let's talk about every part every ligament working together working properly It talks about the order in our service
这里说到百节各按各职这里说到一个秩序
And then with this we grow into the house which is the abode of God
那么在这里呢我们可以便叫身体渐渐增长。
So in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 21 and 22, it says this.
在以弗所书第二章21到22节是这样讲的。
In him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple of the Lord.
各房靠他联络得合适渐渐成为主的圣殿。
And verse 22 says, And in him, you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by the Spirit.
在22节说到，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
So we are built together in love.
我们是在爱中被建造的。
And also we are built together by him in him.
我们也是借着他并且是在他里面被建造的。
I think we learned that when we look at the pilgrimage and how they get together.
当我们来看到我们这条成圣之路的时候我们就可以看到我们怎么样能够在一起。
Another thing we notice also.
另外一件事。
When all these people, according to history.
那么在历史上来讲。
Every time when they come to Jerusalem,
当这些人每一次他们来到耶路撒冷的时候
The most conservative estimate of the number of people
那最保守的估计来说
Was 250,000
大概是20万人
25万 And sometimes some estimates said Close to 1 million people At the same time gathering Gradually all to the city of Jerusalem
那有一些的数字说有可能接近100万
And that's where the word, when they come together, not only they go from strength to strength.
那也是为什么他们能够在一起并且能够力上加力。
They go from company to company.
他们其实是很有秩序的
一对
一对一对的前行。
And that's where discipline comes in.
所以为什么秩序和纪律是很重要的。
And so in our service to God, in our being built up together,
当我们在服侍神，当我们在被神所建造的时候
there is the basis of our being built up together, that's love.
有一个我们被建造在爱的根基上
And there's the work of the cross, which is the way that we are built together.
并且是十架的对付十架的道路 是我们被建造的一条道路
And there's also the leading of the spirit Which is actually the discipline of the spirit
并且也是圣灵的带领也是圣灵的管制
And oftentimes we say that in our church We don't want too many written regulations or rules
很多时候我们觉得在教会里不应该有太多的白纸黑字的条条框框
Which is very true.
当然也是对的。
But we need to learn from the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们却需要学习被圣灵来管制。
So let's look at the last portion.
我们来看最后一部分。
Which is the last four verses.
最后四节。
Let us read it together.
我们一起来读。
O God, behold our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your court is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tent of the wickedness.
好，神啊，你是我们的盾牌。 求你垂顾观看你受膏者的面，在你的院宇住一日，胜似在别处住千日。宁可在我神殿中看门，不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。
And the last part, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good things will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you.
因为耶和华神是日头，是盾牌，要赐下恩惠和荣耀，他未尝留下一样好处不给那些行动正直的人。万军之耶和华啊，依靠你的人变为有福。
So here we come to the last part of the psalm.
这是最后这篇诗篇的最后一部分。
We can see this is really the consequences of following the Lord and pursuing the Lord.
这是我们追求神并且跟随神的最后的一个结局。
Here we have the reward and also the hope from the Lord.
我们这里会有神的奖赏并且有神给的一个盼望。
The first thing is that when we come to the Lord and serve Him, we are full of joy.
第一件事情就是说，当我们来服侍神，我们来亲近神的时候，其实我们是充满了喜乐的。
And this is true with them. This, the psalmist says, I would rather be in the courts of God for one day.
所以在这里，诗人说，我宁愿在我神的殿中住一日。
I put down one day.
我这里说到一天。
One day in court, it's not in the court of law.
不是住院一日，是在神的殿中住一日啊。
And also here, to be a doorkeeper in the house of God.
那在殿的在神的殿的门守门。
Well, in the Old Testament time,
在旧约的时候
，only the privileged group can serve in the temple.
那只是有一群人有特权的。他们有一份尊荣来在神的殿中服侍神。
Only the Levites can serve in the temple.
只有利未人可以在神的殿中服侍。
Some can serve in the outer court, some in the sanctuary, and only the high priest in the holy of holies.
有人在外院，有人在圣所，不同的人在不同的岗位来服侍。
And the sons of Korah, they are the song, they're the choir, they're the singers.
可拉的后裔他们是歌唱的。
And they are the doorkeepers.
他们也是守门的。
And they serve in the outer court.
他们就是在圣所里面。
And they take turn. They don't stay there all the time. They take turn.
他们是按照班次来服侍神的。
And that's why it says, blessed are those who dwell in the house of God.
所以说到住在神殿中的人他是有福的。
And we are the one that dwell in the house of God. We can come to the house of God anytime.
我们今天也都是有福的，我们可以随时来到神的殿里面。
And we can all serve because we are the royal priest.
我们都是君尊的祭司，我们都可以来服侍神。
In the New Testament time, we can all serve God.
在新约的里面，我们每一个弟兄姐妹都可以来服侍神。
Today we see that in our church, many people, brothers and sisters, serve in many different capacities.
我们今天看到，在我们教会里有各种弟兄姐妹在各种各样不同的服侍里面。
Well, the Sunday school teachers, they're not here.
像儿童主日学他们的老师们
虽然不在这里。They're not right here right now.The choir, the worshipers,
还有我们的诗班
and the gospel class,
还有福音班
and the song leaders,
还有领诗的弟兄们
and the pianist,
还有司琴的姐妹们
and the kitchen service and the cleaning,
还有在厨房里服侍和做清洁的弟兄姐妹们
the word ministry and all others,
还有更多其他传福音的等等。
Our audio video,
还有音响的服侍的弟兄姐妹们
and also treasurers and all kinds of services.
还有财务服侍的各种各样的服侍。
Well, outwardly, these are all things to be done.
在外面来说，这些东西都是事情，好像是在做。
But all these are worship to God.
但其实，在灵里面，这些都是在。灵里面来侍奉神
and they're all done in love, like I just mentioned.
而是弟兄们都是在弟兄姐妹都是在爱里面来服侍的。
Without love, all these services are worthless to God.
如果不是存着爱，这些的服侍都没有价值。
And then the psalmist says, with God's presence, God is like a sun and shield to us.
说到耶和华我们的神是日头，是盾牌。
And we know it talks about the glory of God, just like the sun.
说到神的荣耀，就好像日头一样。
When God's glory is in us, it's like the light. It's like the it has the warmth. It has the energy. It has the life to us.
当神的荣耀显现的时候，我们就有光，我们就有能力。
We're so glad that we have the sun this morning.
很感谢主，我们今天早上有阳光。
Not like in the gloomy days in the past few days.
不是像前几天的阴雨天。
And in the church, God is also a shield.
在教会里面，我们的神也是我们的盾牌。
God is our protection.
神是我们的保护。
And is protection from the fiery darts of the enemy.
是保护我们不受恶者火箭的侵袭。
And protect us from the hurt of this depraved world.
也保护我们不受这个邪恶世界的侵袭。
And all the influences of this world.
许多世界的影响。
And so the psalmist prays out in saying that with the grace of God and the glory of God in us.
所以作诗的人说到说，神是赐下恩惠和荣耀的。
And the grace is what we need all the time.
恩典是我们一直都需要的。
When we were saved by grace.
当我们被拯救的时候，我们是因神的恩得救的。
And on our daily living, day by day, we need God's grace.
每一天的生活，我们都需要神恩典的托住。
And just recently, Reverend Billy Graham died and is with the Lord now.
最近我们的格里汉牧师被主接去了。
And some people ask him about his life and how his relationship with God.
有人曾经问过他说，那你的生活，你的和神之间的关系是怎么样的？
And a sister has posted something on WeChat I saw.
我看到他的姐妹在
我们有位姊妹
我们有位姐妹在 WeChat 上面她发表了一篇文章。
No,
转发了一篇文章。
A quote from Billy Graham.
他转发了格里汉牧师的一篇文章。
Well, Billy Graham said this.
格里汉牧师讲
，The Christian life is not a constant high.
他说基督徒的生命不是一直都很高昂。
I have my moments of deep disappointment.
我也曾经有极度失落的时候。
I have to go to God in prayer and tears.
我必须在神面前流泪祷告。
And to say, "O God, forgive me."
然后对神说，主啊，求你赦免我。
Or God, help me.
或者说，主啊，求你拯救我。
I think it is the same way with us.
我相信这都是我们的经历。
Grace is what we need today.
所以今天我们的生活都需要恩典。
And every day.
并且每一天。
But then one day that grace will become glory.
但是有一天这些的恩典会成为我们荣耀的冠冕。
And that's why one great saint said this.
所以曾经有一位圣徒这样说过。
Grace is the beginning of glory.
恩典是荣耀的开端。
And the glory is the culmination of all our grace.
荣耀是所有恩典的结局。
And so the psalm in verse 11 tells us,
那么在诗篇在这篇诗篇的十一节告诉我们说
God will not withhold any good from us.
他未尝留下一样好处不给那些行动正直的人
And those who walk uprightly and those who seek him.
不给那些行动正直寻求他的人
And that's a blessing for us.
其实这是一个祝福
And that's a hope for us.
这也是一个盼望
That if we walk uprightly without blame, we will not stumble.
如果我们无可指责的话，我们就不会跌倒。
Now, after this psalm,
那在这篇诗篇之后
I have maybe a few words to share with you. How does it apply?
我也有几句话想要跟大家分享，到底这个怎么样应用在我们的生活上。
Maybe these are the words of encouragement for all of us.
也许这可以成为我们的鼓励。
Now Psalm 84 tells us we need to be one that yearn for God's house.
诗篇八十四篇告诉我们说，我们需要渴望去在神的殿中朝见神。
And also we need to persevere on the way to this pilgrimage.
那我们也需要在一直在这条朝圣之路上行进。
And then we can serve and support and edify each other and to be built up each other, to be built up.
那么我们在这条路上，我们也是彼此扶持，并且彼此相顾，最后彼此建立。
So we can walk uprightly and shine for the Lord.
所以我们最后可以，我们可以走在一条光明的大路上面。
Now the word pilgrimage.
那这一个字眼朝圣之路
actually is a journey.
其实它是一个旅程。
And it is, you know, with each one of us and also with the whole church.
不单只是为了我们每一个人是这样走，而是我们整个教会要一同走这一条路。
And that the pilgrimage is just not a tour, a travel, just like the Holy City tour.
那这一条朝圣路其实并不是观光团。
And sometimes you will have this Holy City tour.
有的时候我们看到现在有很多那种旅行团、观光团。
I'm not trying to diminish that.
我不是说那个不好。
And people are going there, they wanted to know where Jesus walked, Della Rosa.
他们很多人去那边旅游，然后他们想要去看一看当年主耶稣走过的那条苦路。
They went to the city and they look at various spots that have something to remember.
他们去那个耶路撒冷的时候就看到各种各样的景点，有些东西是值得纪念的。
And there was once a group of people.
那曾经有一群人。
They were led to various places.
他们到一个很特别的地方。
Once they were led to a place that the tour guide says, "This is the tomb of Samuel."
有一次呢，有一个导游就说这是撒母耳的墓。
And then they went on.
然后他们继续往前走。
A little while later.
再一会儿。
The tour guide said, "This is the tomb of Samuel."
然后呢，另外那个导游继续说啊，这个也是撒母耳的坟墓。
Well, the people asked, "Which tomb is it?"
然后大家就很困惑的说，到底哪一个坟墓是撒母耳的呢
？Well, the tour guide said, "This is Second Samuel. That was the first Samuel."
那个是撒母耳记上，那个是撒母耳记下。
Well, anyway, so outwardly, there's a pilgrimage we travel.
但是当我们说到我们的这一条朝圣之路的时候
，and it is a personal pilgrimage.
那是一个个人的朝圣或者成圣之路。
From day to day, year to year, each one of us go through a journey that we march toward God.
每一天，年复一年。我们每一个人，我们都在这条路上，朝圣的路上一直奔跑。
Hopefully, along the way, we follow the Lord, and the work of the Lord is on each one of us individually.
盼望在我们个人，我们在奔跑这条路的时候，主的
the leading of the Lord is on us.
盼望主的力量在我们身上。
The leading of the Lord is on us to build us up.
主的生命在我们身上来建造我们。
But for a church, we also have a pilgrimage.
但是作为教会来讲，我们也是一个团体的成圣朝圣之路。
It's a corporate pilgrimage. All of us come together.
是我们团体大家一起走这一条路。
Now, Home of Christian, we have been here for over 40 years.
我们基督徒之家在这里已经有超过40年的时间了。
We have been on this pilgrimage all together for that long.
我们一起走这条路已经有这么长时间。
And the Lord has been gracious to us.
神对我们有许多的恩惠。
Well, in the past couple of years, we are on a journey together.
那在过去的年日里面，我们大家都是
two years.
在过去两年里面，我们经过了一些的事情。
And that's the building of our church. That's the house of God, the outward building.
是外面一个会所的改建。
And for those past 2 years, God has been gracious to us.
那么在过去这两年当中，神给我们，神对我们是非常的施恩。
Many brothers and sisters have dedicated themselves to this journey, to this goal.
那么许多的弟兄姐妹都愿意奉献自己在这一个事工上面。
The English group, the Chinese group, the old, the young, we all come together and dedicate ourselves to this privilege.
那么中英文的聚会，无论是年老年少，我们大家都一同把自己来摆上。
And now we have another stage.
那么现在我们有另外一个阶段。
Now in the first stage, there are some brothers and sisters who have even really led us through. They suffered through many hardships and difficulties.
那么在第一阶段里面，有许多的弟兄姐妹，他们真的是很摆上，并且他们也有许多的劳苦。
And these are the ones like the journey, like the Israelites who journeyed. Not only they persevered, but they dug the wells and they dug the streams for us to follow.
这就好像是那些在朝圣旅途当中的犹太人，他们在路上，他们不单只是自己渴望去那个锡安的那个圣殿朝见神，并且他们也在路上，他们挖井，他们也挖水池，可以为后来的人能够预备。
They also dug the wells so the blessing of God can fill us.
他们也是在这里挖井，这样神的祝福可以临到我们。
Now we have come to the second stage.
那么现在我们是到第二个阶段。
And we need to go on further from strength to strength.
我们要继续的往前，并且是力上加力的往前。
And also from company to company.
并且也是一对一对按照阵型有秩序的走。
May the Lord lead us on this way.
求主来领导我们走这一条路。
So that His purpose can be accomplished, His glory can be manifested.
所以他的旨意可以被成就，并且他的荣耀可以得到彰显。
We cannot do this by ourselves.
我们没有一个人可以自己做这件事。
There might be unexpected difficulties, unanticipated difficulties.
也许还有许多看不见、想不到的困难。
But we can look to the Lord, who is the author and finisher of our faith.
但是我们可以仰望那个为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Just like in Hebrews 3:6, it says,
就好像希伯来书第三章第四节，第六节说到。
But Christ as the Son is in charge of God's house.
但基督为儿子治理神的家。
And if we indeed we hold firmly to our confidence and the hope in which we glory, then we are the house of God.
我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
So here we need the faith.
所以现在我们在这里，我们真的需要信心。
And the faith that comes from the Lord, who is the author and finisher of our faith.
信心是从是神所赐给我们，因为他是那位信心创始成终的神。
And we must trust God. He is the one that will give us the ultimate reign of blessing.
我们也来信靠神，神定然赐给我们秋雨之福。
So we can manifest His glory and His wonder.
所以我们可以彰显他的荣耀和他的全能。
So let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for the precious word of Psalm 84 today.
主，我们感谢你将诗篇八十四篇宝贵的话语赐给我们。
The word of life, inspiration, and encouragement.
是你的话语带着能力，带着你的生命。
And we ask you to grant us the yearning for our heart, the yearning in our heart for your house.
主，我们求你赐给我们心中那一个向往你圣殿的渴慕。
And lead us onto the pilgrimage that's ahead of us.
并且带领我们继续往前在这一条朝圣的路上。
So that we can witness and glorify in your power and faithfulness.
所以我们可以来这里一同来见证，并且来彰显主你的荣耀和你的能力。
And more so, grant us the willingness to be built up together in your work.
求主你赐给我们一颗愿意的心，使我们能够一同在这里被你建造。
And to be built up one by one and to be built up together.
让我们一个一个被你来建立，并且也一同被你建造。
So that we go through the valley of Baca from strength to strength.
虽然我们可以经过流泪谷，但是我们却可以力上加力。
But knowing that each one of us will receive the blessing that God has apportioned for us.
我们在这里求主你来祝福我们，使我们每一个都能够在这里与你有份。
We thank you for your grace and for your mercy, and we give you glory and honor.
主，我们感谢你一切的恩惠和你的怜悯，我们在这里将荣耀颂赞都归给你。
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.